seen ourselves to making statements that suggest that there is lawlessness in the country.
The DA in Gauteng says it cannot confirm whether or not outgoing Tshwane Mayor Stephen Mogalapa will return to work today. Mogalapa yesterday announced his intention to resign from his position at the end of this month. DA Gauteng leader John Moody.
Stevens is still facing an internal disciplinary. You know, at the end of the day, that has been a very difficult situation that that caucus has been finding itself in, especially with the shenanigans from the ANC and, of course, aided and abetted by Mr. Mahile, the MEC for COSTA, and nothing else but an attempted coup d'etat.
Eskom says Stage 2 load shedding will be halted daily from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. this week in order to ease traffic congestion and allow people to get to work on time. Load shedding is set to continue until Thursday. Here's the power utility's Sikonathi Mantshatsha.
Eskom really does apologize for this bout of load shedding, and we urge the public to use electricity sparingly.
Health authorities in Botswana say they're reviewing procedures to screen all passengers arriving from China for the coronavirus, and not just those exhibiting flu-like symptoms. 5 people are currently quarantined in the country, of which 4 were only identified after they started showing flu-like symptoms associated with the virus. Authorities are in the process of identifying and locating people who may have been in contact with the 4 patients.
I know. I saw this. And then I read some other article. They were quoting him as like some medical expert. And he was going, don't worry, South Africa's fine. I was like, shut up. Botswana's not far, dude.
Exactly.
And then this morning it's 17,000 cases now reported in China. So hello, it started off as it was 90 something. Now 17,000 people batten down the hatches. Zombie apocalypse.
And still no vaccine, still no cure, hey?
Yeah. Just take this seriously, okay?
Please.
It's nuts.
Yeah, please do.
I get paranoid. Do you get paranoid?
But beyond,
paranoid.
I've got masks for us.
I'm so nuts. We went to some posh restaurant on Saturday and there was like a seafood pasta. I was like, no.
No, thank you.
Because you never know. I don't know. Where does it come from?
Don't.
Yeah.
Oh, Roger, you're so ignorant, Roger.
Just to recap that top story for you at 6, the Amatole
District. What is your top story?
My top story is the Amatole District Municipality in the Eastern Cape. They've been dispatched a disaster team to Alice, where a storm has caused extensive damage to businesses and houses there.
Good
for 5 News, I'm Sureshni Ryder.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Feeling good. We're going to have a nice time today.
Okay. So in case you're flying from Cairo to Johannesburg or fetching somebody from Cairo to Johannesburg, flight MS-839, you're going to be delayed until about 10 to 8. Just thought I'd let you know. Johannesburg stationary vehicle N1 northbound just after Allendale Road on the left lane, it's blocked. Pretoria, there's been some notes of accidents on the N1 northbound at Flying Saucer Interchange.